all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hey, Michelle, look what time of year it is. It's spring.
It's spring cleaning, my favorite thing next you see, to health and wellness.
You,
it's what I love to talk about.
I'm
I mean,
telling
it's
you,
what I love
you
to
need
do.
A support group.
I
you
know,
clean too much. I've been to your place. Oh, my gosh. I've been on the hunt for one piece of dust. Seriously, I look everywhere. I'm so excited when there's just a little spill of water somewhere.
Oh, I hate that. And, you know, it's like sleeping with the enemy at my house, Pam. I have to tell you. You just, you know, open up a drawer.
Have
and,
you been
know,
sleeping with him
perfect.
Again? Oh, my God. I'm so
We're
bad.
Digressing.
Oh, no. Okay, so spring cleaning, refresh your life in your home. All right, that's our promise, and the promise will be kept by our wonderful guest, Penny Catterall of Order Your Life, and she offers in-person professional organizing services for clients in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. By the way, that's my area. Penny, we are scheduling immediately after this, and virtually all around the world. Her website is Order Your Life. Oh, order me up on that one. So first, I mean, seriously. So we have listeners out there, Penny, who really have homes and places where they live, their abodes, that look like something from the cable channel's hoarding, you know, show. It's basically, it looks like a bomb went off. And now we're looking at spring cleaning. So first, Penny, thanks for being on the show. And we need to know how to get over this overwhelmed feeling when you see it all.
Well, I have to say I have seen it all. You really have to start small. You have to start with what is bugging you the most. If it's your closet, if you can't figure out what to wear every day, start with your closet. If it's your medicine cabinet and, you know, all you've got 25 bottles of shampoo and 30 bottles of conditioner, you know, go into your bathroom and just do one thing at a time. People often don't know where to start. They're overwhelmed because there's just too much going on. And you really have to take it one room or one area at a time. So that's what I do with my clients. We focus on one specific area, usually what is causing the most stress in their lives.
Yeah,
usually,
but what if they say that thing, you know, but Penny, what if, you know, what if they say, no, don't take that away? It's like that hoarder thing, you know. No, I really want to keep that 25-year-old coat that's completely out of fashion.
But
you know.
yeah, and that does happen. That does happen. If you love it and you feel great in it, I am happy to let you keep it. But if you have 25 other coats in your closet and there is no room in your closet, that pretty much dictates what you're going to keep and what you're going to let go of. And if you, you know, you try it on and you just hate how you feel in it, you honestly, mostly what I find is people need somebody to come in like a professional organizer and say, it is okay to let that go. They need permission to let go of things. It's not that they want to keep it. They just need somebody else to say, it's really okay, and somebody else will get better use out of that than sitting it here in your closet, gathering dust and taking up room for clothes that will look better on you.
So I like the idea of decluttering your medicine cabinet, because most of the time people don't even realize that their medications are expired, right? So there's lots of reasons to do that.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've been in medicine cabinets where the medications were expired 4, 5, 6 years ago. It's really scary, and medications, especially these days, you don't want to leave prescription medications out and around where people, I mean, where strangers use your bathroom and come in and can grab something. Medications
right.
should really be kept in a secure place, out of reach. Frankly, medicine cabinets shouldn't be used for medicine. That's sort of a misnomer. They should be used for first aid supplies, for cosmetics if you want to keep them there, but they really should be kept secure out of the way where strangers or, teenagers aren't going to be able to get at
well,
them.
That's an actually brilliant idea. And you mentioned cosmetics, and I bet a lot of women out there don't realize you need to purge, girlfriend. Purge your old makeup.
One. I hate doing that.
Oh, my God.
Makeup expires so much faster than you would ever imagine. I just cannot believe that you have to get rid of your mascara. I just realized every 3 to 6 months because of the bacteria buildup in it.
Yep.
It's just incredible. The blush and liquid concealers and things like that every six months to a year, and eyeshadows and things every couple of years. And, you know, I've seen, and also the colors fade, they go out of style. Women like to buy new makeup, and then they don't get rid of the old makeup. So that's another big thing we do. And nail polish just gets icky. You know, you really don't want to keep old.
Well,
nail
you know,
polish
there's something else too. Organic products. People are buying the mineral base, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They tend they go bad much
bad
faster, right?
Right, because they're all natural. And you know, when you think about putting things on your eyes, you're putting bacteria, you know, in your eyes every day. You really have to clean off your brushes really, really well. You've got to soak them in soapy water and get rid of all those sponge things every couple of weeks or so. You really have to get rid of them.
I clean mine once a week, actually. I mean, that's just, you know, I just have to do that because it just, you feel like you get all this oil and everything else on the skin. So let's talk about allergy proofing your house, because I am so suffering from allergies right now.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to allergy proof your house if it's not clean. I mean, that's one of the big things with clutter. You know, what I find is that people can't clean around the clutter. If you have a lot of stuff all over your dining table and, you know, you just sort of, you know, if your house cleaner or you clean your own house yourself, allergies are mostly caused by dust. And if you can't clean, you can't get rid of allergies. I mean, you know, you can't get under the bed. You can't, you know, get rid of the dust bunnies and the mold and things like that. Really getting rid of the clutter is, for organizers, is the
And the other thing to clean, make sure to clean your air filters.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, my gosh. People forget they even have an air filter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 2 years later.
You really have to replace the air filters
for
air conditioners.
Okay. Now, here's something else.
Depending on the kind you have.
For spring cleaning. Spring cleaning, you know what my rave is. Get out there. It's a nice day for a walk. Take a walk. But, honey, have you looked at those workout shoes lately? You know, the ones with 1,000 miles on them by now?
How about
we do something really special? First of all, they smell to high heaven. Let's get them out.
Even
the dog won't pick it up. And the other thing is, you now own 28,000 pairs of workout shoes because, hey, every time something goes on sale and it's pretty, you buy it. So there's another place, and that's part of your closet. And I always say you can't take a walk if you can't find your sneakers.
right. I keep my sneakers by the front door. I don't wear shoes in the house. That's another way to keep your house clean, is we have a shoes-off rule in my house. And I know a lot of people are doing that. And you have a shoe rack just by the front door with your, you know, your old sneakers for walking the dog. And then if you have nice shoes for going to the gym, I have a separate pair of shoes in my gym bag in the car. So I don't have an excuse, but somehow I managed not to
I think one really great message here is just start with small steps here. And I think that you've done a fabulous job of helping us understand spring cleaning. Everyone, this is Penny Catterall of Order Your Life. Her website is orderyourlife.net. And we can't thank you enough for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Penny, we have to have you back so we can talk about organizing our email inbox, which is something I need. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.